Donegal more than anywhere else. We need better connectivity to Donegal and within Donegal. It is a county which has suffered from the kind of the isolation created by the border and the lack of rail infrastructure and other connectivity. So absolutely, yes.
So when is that likely to be funded for? So if it goes into the planning stage now, the last time I spoke to you, I don't believe it was in, it may have been the 2040 plan. I can't remember in what context we were talking. But at that point, it wasn't actually budgeted for. So will the money be there when the planning hurdles are overcome to proceed with it straight away?
Yeah, that would depend on the planning process. You can't,
of course, once that's completed.
You can't be certain about that. And a lot of our planning decisions are subject to judicial review. So that it can take several years to get through planning in our country, unfortunately. And there is, that's a real issue. We have to look and see why is it that we have such a slow legal and planning system. And that's not in anyone's interest, in my mind. But it's that sort of, once it's through, as you say, it goes due to go into planning second quarter this year, subject to it coming through there, then yes, I don't see any reason why it shouldn't be funded.
Attached to that, this is a very local question, I understand that, but there's the Bonagie Link. It's a road, a relief road, effectively, that's seen as vital in Letterkenny. It's been talked about for absolute generations. Would you be in favour of a development like that, or would you be more minded to spend money on public transport, getting people around a town like Letterkenny out of their car?
You need both. But relief roads and bypasses, and one of the reasons I'm supportive of the TEN-T, the Donegal Road projects, is they also include that capability of taking traffic out of the centre of towns, not just Letterkenny, but Ballybelfast, Stranraer as well. And I think that's absolutely first priority. It's creating town centres which are really attractive places to live in, to shop in, to work in, to go to school, to go to college. And I think and that you need both public transport and also to take some of the traffic out of the towns, you need that investment in the roads network.